Hey, it's Coast 93.1. Good morning, Blake and Eva show. Barry?
Yeah.
Okay, Barry, tell our listeners what your wife said and why you should call.
Oh, I apologize. My wife said that something about a tree landing on a house, something. And I'm a licensed arborist. I do tree work.
There you go.
Well, you're going to be
very busy. Wait a minute.
Busy.
So an arborist, that sounds like a higher grade job than like you cut up falling down trees.
Well, I'm only licensed in the state of Maine. Apparently, I don't know how to cut down trees in New Hampshire.
No. Well, they got different trees, I guess. Something like that.
Yeah, so they got a weird accent.
Barry, are you someone would call if a tree went through their roof?
Yes. No, I enjoy taking trees off of roofs. It's kind of fun. I usually do about 2 a year. I'm a smaller company, and I'm out of Wyndham.
You do about 2 roof trees a year, and then how many other trees?
Oh, I don't know. They all scream before I cut them down. That's too many to count. But actually, my wife called in last year, and she was outside doing firewood and everything and splitting stuff, and you guys made fun of her and put a whole bunch of chainsaw sound effects in it and everything.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like us. So wait a minute. So you're like a tree chopping family. You're basically like what when people think of Maine, they think of lobstermen and lumberjacks, and you guys are the lumberjacks.
Well, that's true. But I like climbing trees with a bucket truck. I don't like climbing. Once you buy a bucket truck, you realize you don't have to climb trees anymore.
That's what I always say. That's what I always say, Barry. So if I
get a bucket truck to the tree, I can do it.
Now, you must be busy today, so people must be calling you. I mean, we've heard about a ton of trees down, trees on houses, trees in the road and all that.
Trees on vans. Yep.
Yep. No, I got to hide from the other customer that I promised things, and I got a backlog of them. But when you get a storm coming in, you got to, take the good with the bad. But, getting the trees off the houses and vehicles are kind of first come, first serve, get
right.
it done.
Yeah.
And then so once you get, let's say if a tree falls on your property, I assume they get to keep the wood?
Oh, it all depends. I mean, I've got plenty of firewood and everything, but if you need the firewood, you can keep it. If you don't want it there, I can certainly get rid of that, and I sell it for firewood. So I'm more of a, I sell firewood from the trees that you have to take down. I don't go in and clean out huge
That's a good
and forest clearing and everything.
Well,
that's a good little business, though. That makes sense. You help people with the trees, you get paid for that, and then you take that tree that you helped them with, and then you sell the firewood, so you really make double off of every tree, theoretically.
But it's like the whole animal. You're using the whole animal. The animal is the tree, but you're not just...
Eva, don't burn animals. I burn trees.
She's trying to drop in a cliche. She doesn't know what else to say, so it's like...
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're not going to
waste
the tree. Well, I'm saying it works out best when you can remove a tree and then resell it because you make double on the tree.
Right.
Absolutely. And then the trees can wait. They're very patient when they're laying down. And when you get time to make up all the firewood, then you sell that in the fall and the winter and everything.
There you go. Bada bing, bada boom. All right, Barry. Well, I bet you got a busy day, but thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Well,
and
thank you.
If we ever need an arborist, we're going to keep in our Rolodex of experts.
Well, very good. Well,
all right,
thank you very much.
All right, stay safe. Have a good day out there, okay?
All right, you too.
How about that? See, I love hearing about jobs that I don't have.
You know what I mean? Well, don't you kind of want a bucket truck?
I do kind of want a bucket truck. Boy, it'd be a lot easier to get the deck furniture down from the deck.
Right.
If I had a bucket truck.
Maybe Barry can come over and take you for a ride on the bucket truck. You can be up while he drives.
Okay, I'm not a child. I am a grown human that, ooh, Barry, come over and give me a ride on the bucket truck.
That sounds really weird.
Yeah. Like, imagine if I called. Yes, do you have a tree to take down? No, I just want to ride on your bucket truck. Be like, are you like an 8-year-old with a very mature voice? No, I'm Blake from the Blake and Eva show. Okay. I am booked up today, Blake. Sorry. That would be so weird. You have a tree to take down? Is there a tree on the condo? No, I just wanted to ride in the bucket truck.
Hey, Barry, can you drop me off at Blake's in the bucket truck? Can you just lift me right up to the patio? No more having to climb.
Yeah. Hey, my friend needs a ride.
You had Bobby Buckethead.